Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. It's a Medical Monday, and we are talking about dental hygiene and health. My guests are Dr. Cheryl Terrell. She is a dentist and owner of Lake Arbor Dental in Mitchellville. Also, we have one of her patients with us, Sylvia, and her smile looks absolutely fantastic. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Mario, calling from Suitland. Hey, Mario, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I got two questions, really. One is, how does the water pick compare to the traditional flossing? And also, and the second question is, I heard that rinsing your mouth out with coconut oil helps kill the bad bacteria. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the coconut oil thing. I think you're probably better off if you want to rinse to kill bacteria, the bad bacteria, use Listerine. I mean, Listerine antiseptic has been proven, tried and true. I recommend it all the time to patients, and it really works. The water pick is a great tool to remove plaque from between your teeth. However, you have to use it properly. You have to angle it properly because it can do damage also. So make sure you're properly using the water pick.
How can it damage your teeth?
Well, if you angle it in a way that the water is going up under your gums instead of between the teeth, it can cause inflammation of the gums.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So, you know, I would always advise that if a patient is going to use it, that they speak to their dental provider first, get instruction on use before they jump into that.
Okay.
So, but flossing, you know, is also tried and true. You know, get the floss between your teeth, clean off the plaque from between your teeth, and that will help you to keep your teeth.
Okay. Mario, thank you so much for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. RJ, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Fisher. Enjoy your show a lot. Ms. Terrell.
Thank you.
The question for you would be implants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question would be, if you haven't taken care of your teeth and your teeth are in bad shape, do you recommend implants? And what about the medical side of it? Like if you're having some type of health problems, do the people that do the implants also, you know, take care of the medical ramifications it might have?
Yeah. So if you are having health problems and you have teeth that are bad, you know, sometimes that correlates. So the thing is to remove those teeth that are bad. That's number one. Secondly, implant is a great tool. We have advanced implants nowadays that it's easy, you know. We can give you teeth in a day. I mean, that actually can happen. So
really?
Implants are a great tool for people that have to lose all of their teeth, you know. We can make dentures for you that stay in your mouth, and you don't have to take them out nowadays. And so it's a great tool.
The implants, oh, I'm sorry, but you do the implants also?
Yes, I do.
Really? It just seems so expensive. I ventured out and tried to see. What are we talking about, like $18,000?
He said $18,000 for,
yeah,
you know, for how many... How many teeth for $18,000?
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Well,
why is it so expensive?
Because the cost of doing implants is very expensive. The supplies are expensive. To get a CT scan is expensive. You know, it's an expensive procedure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is expensive, and it can get expensive. But I tell you, the quality of life that you will have after you have those implants, you might want to invest.
Okay. RJ, thank you so much for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dolores, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Dolores. What's on your mind?
My question is, do you accept Medicaid, Medicare?
Unfortunately, we do not accept Medicaid. Or Medicare. But I do know, I have colleagues that do, and I can, you know, forward information if you would like.
Could you forward the information to me? because I have a serious medical problem. Like, I was taking Dilantin's, and the Dilantin's made me, I'm losing a lot of teeth.
Oh,
Dolores, hold on. I'm going to have the producer get your phone number, so don't hang up.
And are you in D.C., Dolores?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
She'll get your information, Dolores, and we will pass it on to Dr. Terrell for you. So thank you so much for giving us a phone call. Before I go back to the phone lines, I do want to talk about some of the more critical health issues. We've always heard that there was a direct one-to-one correlation between poor dental hygiene or dental health and heart disease. Explain how that works for people who perhaps have heard that but really don't understand how that works.
Okay, so when you're talking about poor dental health or poor dental hygiene, a lot of times people are walking around with chronic infections or chronic inflammatory process going on in their mouth. And so because that inflammation also affects the heart, also the bacteria that causes breakdown of teeth and breakdown of bone also gets into the bloodstream and affects the heart. Also, if you have chronic inflammatory process in your mouth and you're diabetic, it just causes your diabetes to go out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people cannot control these other problems that they're having, and they don't know why until they go and see a dentist and have all of their oral problems in their mouth resolved, and then they see that they can probably, that's part of getting to better health, you know? So, and we have lots of patients like that. Mm-hmm. I have one patient as an example that she came in and her diabetes had been out of control for like 10 years. And after we were done with her, she is fully controlled diabetic mm-hmm. now. And she's been in my practice for about 8 years. Fully controlled.
She was a type 2 diabetic.
Type 2 diabetic,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Sylvia, you said that you had some bonding done and some teeth whitening. Talk to me about the whitening process, because we have seen now, whether it's, you know, from the housewives to Atlanta to newscasters, you know, everyone has these high beam, beautiful white teeth now. How did that work? How did it work?
Well, it was painless, I can tell you that. I can only speak from the perspective of visiting Lake Arbor Dental. I found the experience to be not uncomfortable at any point. They just make you, like, put something in the mouth, make you hold your mouth open, and they brush the solution on. And if anything, you might feel a bit of sensitivity during that first 24 hours or so, especially if you've never had it done before. But beyond that, it is something that I find pretty painless on the list of things that you could have done in a dental office.
Yes, there's that. So what's the solution, Dr. Terrell? She spoke about the solution and the process for teeth whitening. I would imagine that there is some kind of chemical reaction. You're not painting teeth.
Well, it's carbamide peroxide is the active ingredient. And, you know, based on what type of whitening you're doing, you have different levels of that active ingredient in it. So say, for instance, if you're getting Crest white strips, you have a lower level mm-hmm. of that active ingredient in it. If you're going to sit in the office and we do an in-office bleaching, then you have a higher level of the active ingredient in there. And so all that does is open little pores in your teeth and extract the stain. And the sensitivity that she explained is almost immediately after, until the pores are coated again.
What is bonding? She mentioned bonding before, and I remember there many, many years ago, there was also discussion about something called veneers. What's the difference between bonding and veneers, and are veneers still done?
Yeah, veneers are done. There's a need for it, you know. Bonding is resin-based. It's not permanent. A lot of times we have to redo it because it will attract stain. You know, if you drink something and stains your teeth, it will stain the bonding. Veneers are porcelain. They're made out of porcelain, so they do not stain. Mm-hmm. And they're more permanent.
Okay.
That's the difference.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Michelle, calling from Lanham. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Go right ahead.
I wanted to know, does the doctor, the dentist accept GDS, dental insurance?
We might accept that. What you can do is call our office. I have an insurance coordinator there, and you just give her the insurance. And the number is 301-808-3909. You can call the office and give her the insurance information, and she'll gladly look it up and let you know whether or not you can come to our office and use that insurance.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Derek, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Derek. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening.
Hey, how are you?
All right, I got a question about the different types of toothpaste that are out there. They all have these colors, these squares at the bottom of the tubes. I just want to know, do they have any significance in what is it?
A square at the bottom of the tube. I'm not familiar.
Are you talking about the little square bits that are inside the toothpaste?
No. Down at the bottom of the toothpaste tube itself on the outside, they have these small squares, colored different squares, red, black, green, blue, or something of that sort. And I'm wondering, does that denote, like, more chemical in the toothpaste, or is it more natural in the toothpaste?
Sounds like he's talking about a manufacturer's code or
some
sort.
Yeah, I think so. Derek, in order to find out what's in that toothpaste, they have the ingredients written on it, and that's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome, Derek. Thank you so much for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jennifer, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Jennifer. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling about employing like more natural or holistic methods to teeth cleaning, like such as oil pulling. I'm also concerned, like I know the dentist mentioned, and I know she has like a license, so just to say like as long as it has fluoride, but you know there's information out there that fluoride is like a neurotoxin. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested, especially like for meat eaters. I know that meat eaters, you know, may have a great issue with bacteria. I know sugar also causes it, but like natural approaches to teeth cleaning, because a lot of the toothpastes have a lot of, you know, they even have like a poison control notice on the toothpaste, you know, so like what's the poison in it?
Right.
So can you talk about that?
Yeah, there are natural toothpastes out there on the market. I mean, if you choose to use those work fine too, because all the toothpaste really is the lather. You know, you put it and use it in lather so that you can remove the plaque. So if you want to use a natural toothpaste, that's fine, too.
Mm-hmm. What about what she was saying about fluoride? Because a lot of us have grown up, you know, talking about fluoride in our water.
Yes.
You know, here
so
in the United States.
So fluoride is in the water.
Yes. And so what does it do?
So fluoride is a mineral that is, when you drink it in the water and you're, as a child, the tooth is developing and it encompasses inside of the tooth to make the tooth harder, right? So when we talk about the fluoride in the toothpaste, that's topical, which means it shouldn't be even be ingested in the toothpaste. From the toothpaste. So you're putting it in your mouth, you're using it, and you're spitting it out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's fluoride in the water, mm-hmm. and that's the fluoride that, you know, gets ingested into the body. So the fluoride in toothpaste, I don't know that is so detrimental to the patient. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it should not be ingested.
All right. Jennifer, thank you so much for your phone call. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ronnie holding on from Waldorf. So, Ronnie, stay with us. We're going to talk to you in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dental hygiene, dental health, and its effect on the rest of you. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Your smile. Like that special touch. Your smile. Like that special touch. Your smile. From your
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about dental hygiene and health on this Medical Monday. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ronnie, that's who we wanted to talk to. Ronnie calling from Waldorf. Hey, Ronnie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Ms. Fisher. Good afternoon, Doctor. How you doing?
Hi, Ronnie.
Just fine.
Doc, I have a question for you now. I'm going to run this down real quick, and I know Mr. Fisher busy.
Okay.
But I went into the military. Went into the military, came back out, went overseas, did 2 tours of duty in Iraq, full bird colonel. Came back over here, no problems with my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Went to see the dentist, Doc, and he told me he had to pull all of my teeth. I mean, not pull all, but he pulled my wisdom tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So, my wisdom teeth, excuse me. So, when I went to, one day I just happened to be going around, and I saw the same hygienist that was in there. Of course, I know the hygienist is beneath the doctor. We know that. The hygienist said, hey, you know, Colonel, he didn't have to pull your teeth. I said, what? She said, he didn't have to pull now one. She said, he didn't have to pull them wisdom teeth. I'm thinking like, okay, do I need to go to the board on him and file a complaint to get him investigated? Because I know Mr. Fisher is a very informative person. Because I've been following Mr. Fisher since he's been at HUR. Because I graduated HUR, Mr. Fisher.
Well, thank you.
A blue five, Mr. Fisher. So you already know where I'm at with that baby.
Yeah, I know. That,
you know.
I know, and you're fine. But let's...
It just bothered me, though, because I wanted to know, should I carry this to the board and find out, is this doctor doing some stuff that he shouldn't be doing? Is he getting money from people? Because I'm thinking, like, you pull all my stuff, and then you want to tell me I need to keep coming...
Let me see if she has some thoughts about that. Obviously, he didn't have a problem. Maybe the doctor saw something. Why? I mean, it could be anything, obviously.
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be that the wisdom teeth are causing you to accumulate plaque and get gum disease back there. It could be that the wisdom tooth is impacted under the bone or under the gums and causing a problem. So there are lots of reasons why wisdom teeth are recommended to be removed.
What's going on with you now, Ronnie? I mean, do you have dentures or do you have implants or how did...
Do you have all of your teeth still the wisdom teeth gone or...
Yes, ma'am. All my wisdom teeth gone, but then he wants me to keep coming back and he's saying that the front teeth was some of he said where he says there's a gap in there or something, Doc. I wish I could really meet you and just like show you what the report says because it's really blowing my mind. And I'm going, okay, when I went to Iraq, this never happened. I come back. Now you tell me what you tell me. I've caught some type of gum disease over there, which is humanly impossible because the military covers you so much over there. You're a doctor. You know, you get so many shots to go overseas. So this is not normal to me, and it's kind of freaking me out.
So Ronnie, gum disease is not something that you catch, you know. But the thing is, you should find a dentist that you trust. And you're going to trust that what they're doing for you is to get you healthy and doing the right thing for you. If you don't trust the person that you're going to, this is part of the problem right there. That's number one, right? And so gum disease is caused by bacteria and bacterial accumulation. And the bacteria eats away at your bone and you're supporting the structures that support your teeth. So if you have gum disease, that can lead to tooth loss or the need to have teeth extracted. So that's the thing, you know. Gum disease is not something you ignore because it will get worse and your bone will be totally lost and the teeth will have to be extracted if that happens.
Yes, ma'am.
So
thank you so much. That's why I waited. When I heard you today with Mr. Fisher on that, so, okay, this is something I've been worried about. So, okay, now you gave me some ideas. What I'm probably going to do, I'm going to go find me somebody, like you said, I could trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe, you know, and certainly, Ronnie, it would perhaps, behoove you to reach out to Dr. Terrell so that she can see exactly what's going on with you since you've already at least begun to establish a bit of a relationship with her through this program. Do you have her phone number?
No, ma'am, but you know what, Mr. Fisher?
Yeah.
I could get that. I have a pit right now because I'm...
Okay. It's 301.
Yes, sir.
808.
3909. Mm-hmm. Dr. Burrell, thank you so much.
You are most welcome, Ronnie.
It'll be my pleasure
to take a look at you.
Take care of your teeth as best as you can.
Always
important.
Dr. Burrell, that's my dentist.
Thank you for your service, too.
Yes, indeed. Hey. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Rodius. Rodius calling from Tacoma Park. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good evening. I have a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Is baking soda harmful for your teeth?
Absolutely not. Baking soda is great for your teeth. I wouldn't use it every day.
Okay. Why not?
Because it might be a little harsh.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can use baking soda. It's not harmful for your teeth at all.
And what about toothpaste with baking soda in it? No problem.
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay, yes. Well, there you go, Rodius. Thank you so much. Talk to me about toothbrushes. Dentists have always said to me, get a soft toothbrush. And yet they make soft, medium, and hard. If dentists are always suggesting use a soft toothbrush, why does the industry make medium and hard toothbrush?
That is a great question, and I do not know why. I feel like I can go in the store and throw out every hard and medium toothbrush that there is because they damage the enamel. They remove the enamel. They harm your teeth and your gums. And you should only be using a soft toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. What about electric?
An electric toothbrush is great because the electric toothbrush can help people that don't have good dexterity. You know, they can't manually work the toothbrush, the manual toothbrush.
Okay, so, yeah, you know, I've seen them, and you know, electric toothbrushes are certainly, you know, consistent in their motion and
yes.
you know the vibration
yes.
and you know, but hey, I'm old fashioned, just
yeah. I mean, if you like old fashioned and you like that and that works for you, that's fine. Some people can't use it, mm-hmm. and in that case, you can use the electric toothbrush. The electric toothbrush also, they have the new ones that if you press it too hard, it will stop.
Wow.
So you can't damage your enamel. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're improving it constantly, and they have some really nice ones out on the market now.
How frequently should you replace your toothbrush?
You should replace your toothbrush about every 3 months.
Really? That long?
Yes. I would say. But if you are constantly brushing and you see the bristles kind of bending mm-hmm. or fraying, you should throw it out.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Sylvia, you know, you've had your teeth whitened. You've had, you know, you've had some bonding done. But did you also have some other work as well?
Well, I've had cavities.
Okay.
Which surfaced in the last 10 years of my life. I don't know what I've been doing. Maybe the Jolly Ranchers. I don't know.
Well, there's that.
I got a little problem.
Do you have any on you now?
I can probably dig you up some.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the show. I'll take one.
But no, that's it. That's it. And I have to say, and I will say this, establishing the trust with your dentist is very important. And also having someone who's really good with the needle, because that's half the problem. I mean, getting you to that point where you're comfortable and you're not feeling all the things that are going on in your mouth is a skill that it takes, you know, a dentist who knows how to get you numb in the right place and get it in there and do it comfortably. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about this practice, and particularly about Dr. Terrell, is she's very crafty with getting that needle in and getting me comfortable where I'm not feeling, you know, all the pain.
What is the technique? Because if, you know, my dentist uses a rather unique technique that I remember as a child. They just kind of stuck you.
Oh.
You know? you know, it was like something in the Little Rascals. It was like, here you go. And you were like, duh. But now there's a kind of...
Yeah, we have some topical anesthesia. We have some things I can do to the tissue to kind of distract the patient from feeling initial pressure, shake it or massage it. That's what he does.
And I really think when numbing, you know, right when he's applying, then he vibrates his hand.
Yes, we can shake and vibrate it, or I find that massaging the tissue as the needle's going in is very effective.
Yeah, because you can't bite down.
You can't bite down.
What about children? The children are often terrified of going to the dentist. How do you get children to be comfortable with going to the dentist?
Children are special. Some you can get comfortable. And then there are some dentists that have some specialty in children. And I would say that I recommend a lot of times that people take their children to pediatric dentist
mm-hmm.
because they have all the little tools in there to distract the children, right? In my practice, I do see children. I see families. And there's, you know, there's certain things you have to do, different things. Maybe reason with them. I have to get to their level and talk to them and get them to trust me
mm-hmm.
to do the work on them. And that sometimes takes, you know, some skill.
But is that what you did with your son?
Exactly. I wanted to say, as a mom of a 10-year-old who's actually in the studio with us tonight, I think talking to them and letting them know, you know, this is going to go on in a way they can obviously digest that information. But having a doctor who, first of all of us, whether you're a child 10 or whether you're, you know, five times that, would like to know what is going to go on. And so when they're explaining as they go along what's going to happen, I'm going to look in your mouth first, not going to poke you. And then, you know, I might start to, you know, feel where I might put a needle, whatever it is. But walking through the process, we all appreciate having that information. And I think any dentist that you have, unless they're going to tell you what's going on and make you a part of the process, mm-hmm. then maybe you should think about another dentist.
Okay. Well, Sylvia and Dr. Cheryl Terrell, that is, thank you both for coming in.
I really appreciate it.
And for our listeners, as always, I'll be posting information about Dr. Terrell so that you can find her on our website, WHUR.com. And again, good health to both of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, December 19th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, on Twitter at H Fisher WHUR, or Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for the connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.